This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
All those considerations are strategic, and obviously we never talk about our payroll because there's no real value for us to let everyone know what we're going to do or not going to do. But I think in general, the Ricketts have been incredible owners. They spent a lot of money on this team. Their desire is to be good every single year and not look back and have a 5 to 7 year window and then look back and say, oh, that was a lot of fun, but now we have to, really reset. And so we are having conversations that, we're always have, a real focus on now. But yeah, the future is going to come. It's going to happen, and we can't just, push it off and push it off. We have to make some decisions for the future and then make some decisions for right now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Jed Hoyer. That was a month ago talking about where the Cubs are at and certainly the convention coming up. And we are delighted to welcome in Dan Kantrovitz. He, of course, is the new director of scouting. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you and delighted to get to know you a little bit. We should tell all of our listeners you were an all-Ivy shortstop at Brown, so we know you can play some baseball, and we know you have a brain. That's a pretty good combination for a guy in your role.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That was a long time ago, though.
So, Dan, you come to the Cubs, obviously, with some moves this offseason in the front office, and this is a team that wants to recommit to drafting and developing. And how would you describe your number one priority in taking the job, and what was it that attracted you here?
Right. So, I think, first of all, just the opportunity was something that was really too tough for me to turn down. I mean, it's, getting to join a scouting department that's had success. There's incredible resources all around us and really smart people in the R&D. There's the support and alignment from people like Jed and Theo and ownership and the draft's 6 months away. So right now we're already starting the scouting season and our job is, over the next 5 or so months to try to figure out who we're going to take at 16.
I like the idea that you guys, that they said that they wanted to start from scratch. They wanted to build the whole thing up with your ideas and you've already met with people about putting together all the information, how you're going to gather it. I mean, it seems like there'd be information overload. If you were a computer, Dan, you might melt down, for God's sake.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge now. And, it's 10 years ago in amateur scouting, we were looking at sort of basic baseball card stat lines and trying to figure out how to combine that with our, subjective scouting opinions. And now I think, within the last 5 or so years, rather than try to incorporate those basic baseball card stat lines, we've got all this this tracking data, knowing where the, knowing how hard the balls hit, knowing the spin rate on the pitch coming in, and we even have more granular data than that. And I think the challenge now is to just try to figure out how we incorporate all this in a data-driven and a fair and an optimal way. Because like you said, I mean, that's, we need the help of computers now because it's just too much mental calculus to expect any one person to do in their heads.
Dan, when you had the job with the Cardinals, you oversaw drafts that included Michael Wacha and Jack Flaherty. When you went to the A's, had similar success drafting and developing pitchers. What is the secret to doing that, and why have the Cubs not been successful in recent years doing that?
Yeah, so I don't know if there's really a secret, and it, I can't, you know, speak to it. It's really tough to look back on an organization and say they either were or were not successful in doing that, because so much of the draft comes down to where you pick and what players end up getting to you at that pick. And, you know, if the best player available ends up being a hitter, which it sounds like was the case in you know, a lot of instances for the Cubs in the past, then that's the player that you should take. And you can't always go into the draft saying, well, I'm going to definitely get a pitcher here. And if that's your mindset, then you might end up passing up the, you know, the best player available who might end up being Kyle Schwarber, you know, or Nico Horner, or somebody that, you know, is an impact major leaguer. So, you know, I think it's tough to really peel back the onion and analyze a draft from a, you know, either a pitcher or hitter standpoint, really for that reason.
Are you more reliant upon analytics, upon, you know, studying video? Do you like to go out and see guys live or talk to people? How do you value this stuff? And I'm sure it's you know, you've got to have like a larger picture than just one element.
Right. Yeah. You know, I grew up playing baseball, not really playing fantasy baseball. And so my instinct is to be out there in the field, be out there with our scouts, and certainly see, you know, everybody, as many players as I can. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'll have probably written up reports on close to 200 players. And, you know, there's no substitute for getting out there and seeing these guys. And, you know, over the last, 15 plus years and domestic scouting, international scouting, I think that's one thing you realize, that, you know, you can glean a lot of information about a player on paper and try to make as careful and thoughtful of a projection as you can based on that. But at the end of the day, you have to see the guy. You have to get up in there, you know, sort of see the player in the flesh, meet his family, meet his parents, meet him. You know, and I think our scouts realize that, you know, there's no substitute for that. And you know, I don't think there ever will be. But having said that, you know, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't also take into account all this data coming at us now and try to use that as a competitive advantage.
As Molly said, you were a shortstop at Brown, and then in 2009 you went to Harvard and got your master's in statistics. Was that with this in the back of your mind or in the front of your mind? Was the goal to be a baseball executive and run a team one day, Dan?
The goal is definitely to be a baseball executive, and I think you know, I'm doing what I love right now, and you know, I'm grateful to Jed and Theo for that opportunity. You know, I got lucky because the timing was right, you know, for this opportunity, and you know, to be able to get out there and you know, I mean, right now it's the opening bell of the amateur scouting season, so you know, the college season's 2 weeks away, the high school season's already started. I'm headed out to California today, Southern California today, and you know, that to me, that kind of gets the blood flowing. That's what's fun, and then, you know, in 6 months when we're all in Chicago for the draft, you know, I don't think there's really a more energizing and frankly impactful day for an organization. And so I think you kind of put those two things together, the, you know, having it be something that's enjoyable to you, but also in my mind, probably the most impactful thing, you know, that happens in baseball operations. You know, it's something that's that I think is sort of the perfect situation. And you know, to answer your question, when I did go back and get a master's degree in statistics, you know, that was more in response to what, you know, what I saw was happening in the industry then, and what I think's continued to happen. And you know, it's just really difficult to try to keep up with everything that's coming our way, and that was just one thing I could do to try to help.
When we think of the Cubs having their success winning the World Series, we think about all those young guys that they drafted, all the homegrown talent, and there was even more of it that they traded at different points to get different people in here to help with that. How important is it to strike with your first round picks? How important is it to be able to, you know, there's so many picks in an MLB draft. I mean, you have opportunities all over the place, and you know, Flaherty might be a great example of a guy who, you know, looked like he might go to college. You draft him, you get him, and you make sure that you start that process immediately.
Yeah. So, you know, I think where we're picking at 16 this year, I mean, it's, you know, realistically, it's about a coin flip, you know, probability in terms of whether the player ends up being a productive major leaguer or not. But I think, you know, that's from sort of a global kind of industry standpoint, what's happened over the last 10, 15 years. But I think with the resources we have, we could probably extract a little more out of it than that and hope to have better odds. And then I think, you know, obviously as you kind of get farther into the draft, those odds start to decrease pretty quickly. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm really excited about this opportunity is because I think not only do we have scouts that have drafted, you know, towards a World Series run and supported that, but, you know, we also have tremendous resources in R&D, you know, really you name it, and we have those resources. So there's no excuse for us as a scouting department not to try to exceed some of those, you know, traditional odds that we've seen in the past. And, you know, I'm a big fan of trying to, you know, really have that discipline, not only in the first round, but second, third, and even in the 20th round to try to use all that information to our advantage. So hopefully we'll find some diamonds in the roughs there in addition to that first round pick.
Talking with Cubs scouting director Dan Kantrovitz on Mullion Haw, and when you look at the rankings from Baseball America or any other ones that rank the minor league systems, the Cubs are not ranked highly, Dan, and I know that you know that, but when people ask you the state of the Cubs farm system, what's the best way to answer?
Well, probably ask our player development guys. They'll have a better feel for, you know, what, you know, the inventory in our system now. But I can only speak to the, you know, perception from being on the other side, you know, being in Oakland. And I think the perception has always been within the industry that it's a strong system and that, you know, the scouting and player development have always had success. So, you know, that's obviously still something that I'm feeling out and trying to figure out, you know, really who's like our depth charts and different spots. But, you know, then again, I mean, that's, you know, we've got, our job is to, you know, give our player development and kind of the raw materials and their job to mold them and turn them into big leaguers. And if you'd kind of sat there the last few days at our scouting organizational meetings and heard our player development staff go through their plan and vision, I think you couldn't help but be incredibly impressed and comfortable and confident with what they're able to do right now. So I think it's everything on that end is just going to be an advantage for us and help us.
Dan, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thanks, Dan. Enjoy the convention.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.